The women on UW Green Bay's basketball team are busy trouncing the Butler Bulldogs. It's the Phoenix first game of the Horizon League tournament. By the time it ended on Sunday, the Phoenix came out on top, and they secured a place in the NCAA tournament. The team is ranked 21st nationally. Kevin Borseth is the Phoenix coach. This will be his team's fifth trip to the NCAA, but they've never gotten out of first-round play. This year, Borseth says the Phoenix are poised to advance.
Every year there's one Cinderella team that seems to really do well, that steps up. And that's the team you always want to root for, the team you always want to come through, kind of like the movie Hoosiers.
The team might be a Cinderella contender, but its players don't seem like the types to wait around for Prince Charming. They pound the ball up and down the court. They're the top three-point shooting team in the country. That's an accomplishment because three-pointers are shot from at least 20 feet from the basket. That's one of the reasons the team has sold out many of its games this year. Among the fans crammed onto the wooden bleachers are David and Gisela Moyer of Green Bay.
Oh, they're fast. They're unpredictable. I mean, it's just fabulous.
I think what I like about it is that the whole community got behind them. Beyond the Packers, we have a team that everyone can root for. There are times I came and they were Cub Scout leaders with a whole group of boys, Cub Scout boys. And to me, that was very exciting that someone in the community brings boys out to see a girls' game. That's terrific, I think. Yeah.
The Phoenix games come along with the full package. The pep band is there. Cheerleaders do backflips across the court during timeouts. And there's the obligatory mascot, someone in a fake fur bird costume. All the fuss isn't lost on players like guard Christy Loisel.
Is it that we're just nationally rated? Is it we're playing better basketball and the word's getting passed around? It pumps us up. You know, it helps us. It doesn't hurt us. You know, when you have the screaming fans behind you, you get a lot more excited.
Loisel is one of the Phoenix star players. She was named the Horizon League Player of the Year. She's also an academic all-star. She's a senior and has played with the team for 3 years. She says they're to the point where they can almost instinctively pass the ball and make the important shots. The Phoenix players take a business-like approach to the game. That's from Coach Kevin Borseth. He says it's very unusual for a team like UW Green Bay to make it to the national tournament. To Borseth, the two biggest curses a school can have, sports-wise, is to have a name that's hyphenated or that contains a direction.
Well, UW hyphen Green Bay, Southwest Missouri State. That's not easy. You don't see many schools with directions getting it to the Final Four. You might see Virginia or Connecticut or Tennessee or Michigan or Wisconsin or Arizona, or, you know, teams that are named after their states.
The hyphen direction theory isn't just one of those sports superstitions like wearing a pair of lucky socks. As Borseth explains, those schools are usually small, and smaller schools have trouble attracting players that the big schools can.
You know, they've got doctorate-level classes, they've got master-level classes, they've got doctor schools, some have law schools attached to them. Those are resources. Some have physical therapy schools attached to them.
Even with the limitations a school like Green Bay has, the Phoenix have managed to beat major universities like Wisconsin, Oregon, and Ohio State. The NCAA tournament begins March 22nd. Whatever happens there, the Phoenix will be a much different team next year. Coach Borseth will soon say goodbye to the graduating seniors who've made such a splash.
I'll cry. The day they graduate is the day I'm going to cry. It's going to be a very difficult day.
Borseth won't be crying for himself. He says it's hard to explain how rewarding it's been watching his Cinderellas beat teams that by traditional measures they shouldn't have been able to. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.